I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rescue workers continue their search for survivors buried in the rubble of a massive quake in Turkey. The 7.2 magnitude quake killed hundreds and many more wounded. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says thousands are homeless, and it's winter now. Their team is in assessment mode, but will provide the relief response through the church network.
We are called to minister and to bear the burdens of people, because I think that's part of being a believer. That's part of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, is being there to heal wounds and to bring a cup of cold water.
Next, since 1991, over a sixth of its people have poured out of Bhutan as refugees. Decades later, many are resettling in the United States. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
they have had such a rough life for the last 20 years living in these refugee camps, and now finding a country that actually is friendly to them and wants them. They're just very, very open.
ASM is responding by providing these refugees, many of whom can't read at all, with audio scriptures in their own language. Refugees are in several cities across the U.S. and other developed nations, too. Our website has details on how you can get involved. And Christians in Papua New Guinea carried the load for their suffering neighbors, literally. New Tribes Mission reports that last week, dozens of believers carried 63 packages, totaling more than 2,000 pounds for miles on foot. The packages were filled with aid for a nearby village that's still suffering the effects of mudslides 2 months ago. Pray this generous gift and act of service would speak the truth of Christ to a still desperate village. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.